While many of us might not be experts in precious metals, we have a pretty basic framework of how things go. Silver is worth a nice amount. Gold is worth a lot. But of course, diamonds are a girl's best friend for a reason. Diamonds are the best. They are the most valuable. They are the most precious. So the question then becomes, when they list all of the various materials that were donated to the Mishkan, why is it that diamonds are last? You would think it would be diamonds, gold, and silver, not gold, silver, and diamonds. The Rosh Hashanah has a beautiful explanation, which I think at its heart explains a very, very, very powerful message to each and every one of us. So the Or Chaim's first answer is a practical one. He says that the Nesiim gave the diamonds, and the diamonds came last. And therefore, you list it in the order that it's given. It might even be a knock on the Nesiim, in the sense that the Nesiim waited until the very end to say, we're going to just top it off. Whatever you need, we'll do. That's one possibility. But perhaps the Or Chaim's second answer is a little bit more meaningful to each and every one of us. Then Or Chaim says that the word Nesiim can mean the princes, but it could also be to carry. The clouds carried these diamonds in. What does that mean? Clouds carried these diamonds in. I'm not sure if that's meant to be taken literally, that they were so miraculous that they came straight from Shemayim, or perhaps what the message is, they did come. In what sense? They were gifted to the Nesiim and didn't cost the Nesiim anything. Because it didn't cost the Nesiim anything, there really was no sweat off their back when they gave these diamonds in. It was no big deal. They gave something effortlessly. The truth is that the people that gave needed to give from their heart. It's a lot easier to give from your heart when it means something to you, as opposed to when it doesn't mean anything to you. If you write a check for someone, but you have so much money that you don't feel it, it doesn't have the same heart as though when you write the check and you realize, this is going to make it a little bit tougher for me. And yet, nonetheless, I appreciate it. I appreciate the need that this person has, and therefore I'll give them. Perhaps that's what the Torah is trying to tell us, that in giving, one has to do it from a good heart, and no pain, no gain. If it's something that happens so easily, it's probably not going to have the same meaning as if it's something that really a person has to struggle with. May it be God's will that we shouldn't have to struggle to give, but we should give from the heart.